1320 WILS. A shocking new email, new Benghazi email, just unveiled by Judicial Watch. Sean Dunnigan is a senior investigator for Judicial Watch. Joins us now. Sean, great to have you on WILS.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and this email you just got. How did you get a hold of this email, by the way?
Well, we got a hold of it through a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. We have several lawsuits pending with the State Department for records related to Benghazi, and also several related for non-Benghazi issues, but pertaining to Hillary Clinton's email server and accounts.
And this is an email from the Department of Defense Chief of Staff at the time, Jeremy Bash. What does he say in the email?
Well, this email was sent in the midst of the Benghazi attack, kind of about the middle of the first attack. And what he's saying, he's relaying to top officials at the State Department, and I'm just going to quote it because it's very, very short, that the Department of Defense had identified the forces that could move to Benghazi. They are spinning up as we speak. So basically, he's advising them that there are forces available to mount a response to the attack that was ongoing in Benghazi.
And what time was the email sent? Do we have the timeline of exactly when this all occurred?
Yeah, so the email was sent at 7:19 p.m. So this was a few hours after the attack on the what's called the consulate. Wasn't really a consulate, the special mission compound in Benghazi.
So several hours into the attack. Do we know what was happening at that point during the attack?
I don't know. It is before the mortar attack on the CIA annex that killed Ty Woods and Glenn Dougherty. So it was kind of in the midst of the attack.
And he's sending this to who?
He sent this to three top people at the State Department. One, the highest ranking was Jake Sullivan, who was Deputy Chief of Staff to Hillary Clinton at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Sherman, who was an Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, and Tom Nidus, who was a Deputy Secretary of State for Management.
Did he get a reply?
All three of whom, interestingly, had were involved in the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Was there a reply to his email?
Well, we did not receive a reply. We can assume that there was some kind of reply. But the records that were produced to us do not include a reply.
Now, this email coming to light, is it different than what we've been told so far?
You know, it is different because, in the past, there's been a lot of question about whether any sort of military response, was feasible, whether anything could have been done. In fact, Leon Panetta, the former defense secretary, testified in 2013 that there was just no way that anything could have been done because of the distance involved and lack of warning and that things were moving so quickly on the ground. So this email certainly contradicts that assertion, because we know as the attack was ongoing that the Department of Defense had identified assets that could have been positioned.
So is this the first time we're hearing from someone in the Defense Department that they had a desire to go in and help?
I wouldn't say a desire. I mean, I know that other Department of Defense officials, I think every American serviceman would have had a desire to do something. But this is certainly the first time that we've seen an official with the Department of Defense assert that something could have been done.
So if you have an email like this, how are you not able to get a hold of the response from the State Department to that email?
Well, that's a good question. The lawsuit is ongoing, so this isn't the last record that will be produced, hopefully.
Are they giving you one email at a time, or how does it work?
Well, they're combing through all of them, because certainly some information does have to be redacted appropriately, information that's classified or that falls under one of the enumerated exemptions to the in the FOIA law. So, it may well be that we do receive this response in a subsequent production.
So has anyone from the State Department ever acknowledged that an email like this was sent to them?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. So should they be pressed now to say how they reacted once they got this email?
Sure. I mean, I think if the response was innocuous, right, that the State Department would be rushing to release that response. So I wonder why not only released to us.
Yeah, what's the range? Because what would it have taken? So once they get an email from the chief of staff of the Department of Defense saying, quote, they are spinning up as we speak, what would the response be? Call them off or go ahead or we're not sure? I mean, what kind of answer would they get to that?
Right. So, you know, a couple of things State Department would have had to do. One, you know, Bash in his email says, assuming principals agree to deploy these elements, which, you know, implies to me that the next step for the State Department recipient of this email would have been to go to Hillary Clinton and get her blessing for this deployment.
Is that
and
all?
The second thing would have been approval from Libya.
Who in Libya, though? I mean, wasn't it a mess at that time?
Well, yeah, it was a mess, but, you know, there is still a government, and, you know, and the email does say that Bash, the Defense Department, is asking state to procure approval from the host nation.
So if all those steps, would there have been enough time to do all of that, you think?
Well, certainly there would have been enough time. I mean, you know, it's a 30-second phone call, I think, to get the blessing from Secretary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly Libya would have responded, that's, you know, that I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's an open question.
Do you think if Hillary had signed off on it, you think we would have waited for Libya to give us an answer before we went in?
Yeah. You know, based on the email, I would say that was the position of the Defense Department because they were asking the State Department to obtain that clearance. So, you know, I can only assume that, yes, that we would have, the position of the Department would have been to wait until that clearance had been granted.
Do you think the President was out of the loop as an email like this was being sent over?
Hmm. He certainly shouldn't have been, right? I mean, I think it's reasonable to expect the president to have been engaged in this.
I mean, they're talking about sending soldiers into a war zone, basically, right? With an email like that, are they
right.
not?
Exactly.
So whether the
president had completely delegated that authority, or he would have been involved in the operational decision, but you know, I would assume that is a decision that would have risen to his level.
So this email you say was sent what about 3 hours after the first attack began, right? The three
yeah.
hours into that attack, and we don't know what happened after this email. It's just a black hole after that.
It's just a black hole after that. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure. Do you think? I mean, what's going to happen next? Do you think someone's going to be confronted? Do you think the media's going to follow up on this? Or?
Well, I hope so. You know, I would certainly hope that the media would follow up. I don't expect all of the media to follow up.
Yeah. You know? Well, someone needs to ask Hillary about it, right? Or at least her staffers.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because one of the State Department recipients on the email, Thomas Nidus, is actually married to a vice president at CNN, Virginia Mosley.
Mm.
So I don't expect them to follow up necessarily. You know, what I would like to see would be for Gowdy's committee to follow up, for the Select Benghazi committee to follow up.
What, bring Hillary back for more?
Well, maybe bring Jeremy Bash back for more to find out what the response was, what the thinking was, and why, you know, this plan, this spinning up of assets, wasn't executed.
Sean Dunnigan, senior investigator for Judicial Watch. The website is judicialwatch.org. They're just releasing this new Benghazi email. Sean, thank you very much.
Thank you.